Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Great to have you with us on the program This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Delve into the world of fantasy and magic of good witches and evil demons. It's the fantasy fiction The William Sisters by Connie Seaman, a true page-turner with a fascinating plot highlighting the value and power of family, as the William Sisters will help keep the evil population down and be able to have a normal life with love and children, among other things. Connie was born in Tampa. Her father was in the Air Force for 21 years, so the family traveled all over the U.S., moving back to Florida when her dad was sent overseas. She started writing 5 years ago, married for 33 years, 2 children, 9 grandchildren, and the author of The William Sisters, Connie Seaman, joining us via Skype on This Week in America. Connie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, I am humbled and honored to be here.
It is our pleasure, and you are a very talented writer. It's hard to believe you've only been doing this for 5 years. I love the story. What a great imagination you used. You're telling us in The William Sisters. What is the inspiration for the book? Talk about how this whole book began.
Well, are you familiar with the story Charmed?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I started watching this story about 5 years ago, and I was inspired by it. And I saw so many openings where I could take this story and just run with it. And that's what I did.
And that's exactly what Connie did in the book, The William Sisters. By the way, Connie's website is ConnieSeaman.com. That's S-I-E-M-A-N, ConnieSeaman.com. Books available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Information directly at our website. You can only come by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As I'm reading this, I'm wondering if there were certain people that inspired you to write the book's plot. How did this whole idea come from for the plot and the characters that we're reading about?
Okay, well, you remember seeing when Andy got killed on the show?
Yes.
On Charmed?
Yes.
And you remember when Prue died?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This is where the story starts. This is how the whole story comes together.
So
we bring Andy and Prue back as Patsy and Mike.
Which is fascinating because you're watching Charmed and you're entertained by it, but you're also inspired by it as well to continue the story in The William Sisters. The book introduces readers to The William Sisters. Tell us a little bit about them. Give us a little background about these characters.
Okay, well, Patsy and Mike are going to be brought back to life with the help of the Angel of Destiny. Those two will get married, and they will have a family. This story is all about love, family, sisterhood, and God's gifts that he bestows on us.
The book we're talking about is The William Sisters. Connie Seaman is the author of the book. Her website is ConnieSeaman.com. Have you always wanted, I mentioned this, and we'll talk about the inspiration for the book and part of sisterhood that you were talking about in a second, but is this a topic you've always wanted to write a book about, the world of magic and witches, this mystical world that you've created?
Yes, and I have other stories that I'm very interested in writing, and I'm going to be writing 3 true stories, two.
So once you got started writing, has this been a fun experience for you, being able to create these fantasy worlds so far and the true worlds that you're working on?
Well, it happens like, okay, you got to remember back when they had video cameras and the VHS CD or the tapes that they used to put in the video.
I'll remember them well, yes.
Thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is how my stories do. I come up with a title, and I let the story make itself. And I can forward this. I can slow it down. I can stop it at a position where I can write all the information down. And then I ad-lib the story. I make it bigger, and I bring the truth into it, to what it's supposed to be, and it comes to fruition.
How long did it take you to write the Williams Sisters?
About 3 months.
Okay, so once you got started, you were full steam ahead on the project then.
Yes, I put my family on hold, believe it or not, and that was hard to do because I love my family.
I'm sure, but boy, when these ideas come and you've created this world, you jump in there. You mentioned before about sisterhood, and I know how that's so important to you, and your inspiration from writing was a sister, Sandy. Talk about that and her death and the impact that had on you and really got you started on this career.
Okay, do you remember the original 9/11?
Oh, sure.
That happened in the United States?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember hearing about a plane, Flight 93, that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania?
Oh, of course, yes.
That was my brother-in-law. My sister, God rest her soul, was married to him. That was her soulmate. When he died, a part of her died. And she is my soul inspiration in the next story that I'm writing, the Sandra Lynn Dahl story. This is a true story. This story will make you laugh. It'll make you smile. It'll break your heart. It'll rip your heart right out of your chest. The emotion in it. But then in the end, you find closure. My sister asked me to write her story before she died, and I wasn't able to do it because of the emotional roller coaster that I was going through with that,
her death,
until now.
Well, I'm anxious to read that because you're touching on a lot of emotions there, and it sounds like a very inspiring story. We'll be checking to see how you're coming with that particular project. The book we're talking about, the Williams Sisters, and you were talking about other books that you're working on. Will you do a follow-up with the Williams Sisters?
Oh, I'm going to do a whole series of the Williams
Sisters. Perfect.
I want this on TV because the Charm fans are screaming bloody murder for more Charmed, and I'm going to give it to them.
Well, you know, as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, boy, this would be great television. Obviously, it's something you're thinking about. It's very visual, the way that you write. So that's sort of your goal for the Williams Sisters is to turn this into a TV series.
Absolutely. That's what I want. That is my dream.
Well, I want to mention about the goals in life because this new career that suddenly over the last 5 years is really blossoming. And in writing, that's obviously driving goals in your life. Is that what you're spending most of your time now, besides working with spending time with the kids and the grandkids? This sounds like the immediate goal in your life right now, what you're really hoping to accomplish is touching a lot of people in a positive way with your writing.
Well, that's what I want. That I'm hoping that the Williams Sisters will blossom into something that can go on TV. And I already have people in my head who I want to portray my players in the story. Would you like me to tell you who?
I didn't know if you wanted to share that or not, but I would love to. I didn't know if I should ask. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Patsy will be Shannon Daugherty. To me, she is the most inspiring actress that there is out there. She is awesome. I love her. Mike, I want to be Ted King because he played Andy and he was awesome.
Yes.
I want Holly Combs to be Peggy. I'm throwing in new blood for Pauline. I do not want Alyssa Milano on my show because she causes trouble and I don't want that. And if I have it my way, Pamela will be Rose McGowan. These four people that I have chose to be the sisters will be the most powerful witches that are on this planet in my book.
Well, that's an all-star cast that you've put together here. I can see each of those in the roles as you're talking about that, and hopefully all that happens and it becomes a visual presentation. The Williams Sisters is the book we're talking about. Connie Seaman, S-I-E-M-A-N, is the author. ConnieSeaman.com is her website. You can log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I was going to ask you about your goals as an author, where you would like to see your career going. And I think you've just laid it out there. You pretty well got, what, a 5, a 10-year plan all put together. You're really moving along on this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My goal is to see this Williams Sisters become a series on TV. And it's from the ages that can watch it and enjoy it are from 3 to 153. My next thing I want is a movie made of the Sandra Lynn Dahl story that I'm going to write.
Yes.
This is a true story. And I want Shannon Daugherty to be Sandra Lynn Dahl on there. I want, my next story is about my husband. This is a true story. And his family. And about him being adopted out and not being able to find his real family except through me. I am the one that open the door by filling out adoption stuff on the internet, and his biological family finally made contact with us. That's why I'm in Missouri instead of Florida. And my next story after that is about crooked police officers right here in the state of Missouri.
Well, you've
and
got
a true story.
Well, a true story. I can't wait to follow the next couple of years with everything that you've got going. Our guest, the very ambitious and a very productive Connie Seaman, the author of the book, The Williams Sisters. 5 years in writing, and it's full speed ahead now, as I mentioned. Has this always been a dream of yours to be a writer?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Yeah, has this always been a dream of yours to be a writer?
Oh, absolutely, ever since I was a little girl. And you, in order to be a writer, you have to have a vivid imagination.
Yes.
And you have to be patient for the story to come together. You cannot rush it. You come up with a title. You let the story build itself. And you start seeing it in front of you. And you watch it all the way through. And then you start writing it. What I do is I sit down. When I start seeing the story come together, I get me my pad and pen, and I start writing what I see. I make my notes. Then I let it go all the way through, and then I put the story together on my laptop.
Yes.
And I let my vivid imagination run wild.
Are there times when you say when these ideas come, you write them down? Are there times when you just sort of walk away because those ideas are not coming? I assume you can't really force them. If it's not flowing, it's not flowing.
When I sit down to write a story, when I write the notes to it, the story has already formed itself.
Okay.
I just see it fall in front of me. And I've never had a problem where I draw a blank or have writer's block or any of that. I've been very fortunate with that.
Connie Seaman, our guest on the program. The book is The Williams Sisters. ConnieSeaman.com is her website. Seaman is S-I-E-M-A-N. How does the family feel about this? I mean, we've got Connie in the family, and she's a published author getting accolades for her book, The Williams Sisters. She's got many more books that she's working on. How does the family feel about the success that you're having as an author?
My family gives me their full support. My husband is behind me 100%. My sons are behind me. My grandchildren are behind me. I have the support of my family, my friends, and total strangers that are following me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook because of my stories.
That's got to be very rewarding. And for those people that may be watching or listening that would like to be a writer, maybe have that passion as you did from an early age, but went through periods where life got in the way and they weren't able to follow that, what would you recommend for someone who's wanted to be a writer but has not taken that initial step yet? Would you encourage them to go forward and to do it?
Absolutely. And the most important thing is do not be afraid. Always be willing to take that step. Because if you have the passion and the drive like what I do, it is a gift from God. Each and every one of us on this planet are bestowed with certain gifts and talents. Mine just happens to be writing. And I encourage anybody that has a vivid imagination to take the ball and run with it.
So basically get started and don't be afraid of failure. Jump in there and do it. Trial and error possibly, but it's obviously, as I can tell from your enthusiasm, it's very rewarding once everything fits together, which it's done for the Williams sisters. The book by Connie Seaman, that's what we're talking about on the program today. Was there a specific reason that you chose to write about the Williams sisters? You mentioned the fascination with Charmed. Is that where this whole thing developed?
Yes, it is. That is where my inspiration came from to start with for the Williams sisters.
Now, are there characters that when you read, you're going to be impressed with the characters that are portrayed in the book, the Williams sisters? Are there ones in particular that you think the reader should watch out for, that we're going to enjoy the storyline of the characters?
Watch out for Patsy, because she is the most powerful witch there is. And she is going to do some amazing things. She is going to blow everybody's mind with her magic and her power and her will to do the right thing. She wants to do nothing but good, and that's what she's going to do.
The Williams sisters, as in the video that we're doing, and by the way, you can see the video version of the program by going to thisweekinamerica.us. Go to the tab there for videos, or go to the website, the YouTube site for This Week in America, and you will see it there as well. We see the finished product. We see the book cover there. You can go to your website and go to Amazon and order it. What was the most difficult challenge that you faced in getting to this part, and you're holding the book up as well? You have the finished product now, but I'm sure there were challenges along the way. What was the most difficult challenge that you faced in finishing the story?
Figuring out how to end this chapter of the series, bringing Patsy and Mike to be able to be married, getting them married and ready to start their families.
And you mentioned that you're working on a series, so you really would like to follow up on this world of magic. This really intrigues you, doesn't it? And the way you present it to the reader is intriguing as well.
Absolutely. I've already started season two for the Williams sisters. I'm halfway through with it, and this story is it amazes me. This next book for this totally has blown me away. Because the story has come together completely. I've got my note, and I'm writing it.
So it sounds like you would walk in a bookstore and buy this. Even though you wrote it, you would buy it if you had that opportunity. You really enjoy, as the readers do, the story that you're telling. So often a writer likes, for example, the world of magic. That's the genre that they spend their time writing. You've gone working on going back and forth with true stories as well. How difficult is that to make the transition from the world of fantasy to telling a true story?
Well, I've lived these true stories, and I've been on this planet for 59 years, and I know my memories of the true stories, and I know the difference between fantasy fiction and the true stories. It wasn't hard at all to do either or. It's easy, really.
Well, you've got a vision for what you want to do, which has to make the execution all that easy to do, because you know exactly where you want to go with this. About a couple of minutes left in the program. Are there future events, engagements that you'd like to talk about? I'm sure having the book out there is very important to you. Anything coming up that we should be watching for that we'll see Connie Seaman?
Well, let's see. I have a book fair in Los Angeles, California. That will be happening in March. I have a London, UK book fair that will be happening in April. I also will be going to all the Walmarts and Costco's and Sam's doing book signings and selling. So here in Missouri, so that's my plans for the moment.
That is so exciting to not only be able to write the book, but to touch people and go out and meet them and see the people that are buying the books, people probably who have already bought and read the book. The book we're talking about is The Williams Sisters. Again, a couple minutes left in the program. Helping you, putting all of these plans together and the outreach for the book across the country and across the globe, going to the UK coming up here, has been Reader's Magnet. Talk about your experience in working with them.
Reader's Magnet has such faith in me. I had another publicist that let me down. Reader's Magnet has done everything they said. They started out setting me up with this radio interview. They love my story, and they want to see something good happen with it, just like I do. They want my vision to happen. And the only thing I can tell you about Reader's Magnet is they are awesome. I would have never in my wildest dreams ever imagined a publicist company ever taking me to where I'm at and where I'm going with this story.
And I know how excited they are about your storytelling abilities, your talent as a writer, and the incredible story that's the first of going to be many, The Williams Sisters. Connie Seaman is the author. That's S-I-E-M-A-N. Her website is ConnieSeaman.com. Book available, of course, all across the country. You can link on directly to Connie's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Connie, a pleasure. I love the enthusiasm, the passion for what you're doing. Hopefully run into you at a Walmart in Missouri at some point in time. You're going to be busy for the next couple of months writing and being out meeting the public. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
It was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
The book is The Williams Sisters. Connie Seaman, our guest on the program. Her website, ConnieSeaman.com. You can click on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.